32 days of the NFL draft as we continue counting down right here at JoeBucksFan.com. 25 days in counting as we look at the team with the 27th pick in the NFL draft, and that is the Dallas Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? Well, I'll tell you one thing about the Cowboys before we get into draft needs, who they might look at in the draft, and how they might affect the Buccaneers come April 22nd, 3rd, and 24th of this month. The Cowboys have been quiet. They have done absolutely nothing this offseason. Now, of course, the biggest difference between the Bucs and the Cowboys is that the Buccaneers were 3-13 last year, while the Cowboys, once again, another successful season for them. A win in the playoffs. They did lose to the Minnesota Vikings in the playoffs. But a successful team versus a poor team. Well, the poor team needs help. Poor team's not doing anything in free agency. Not getting themselves any help. The Cowboys really don't need much help. They're standing pat, and they're putting all their eggs into the same basket that the Bucs are. However, the Cowboys way more along in their development of a Super Bowl contender than the Buccaneers are at this time. Recent history for the Cowboys did not have a first-round pick in last year's draft. Did have 2/3, 3/4, 3/5, 2/6, and 2 7th-round picks last year. So they got a load of players last year, including Jason Williams, who was a linebacker with their third round selection. Looking at the other teams or the other past couple of years that the Cowboys have had in the draft, a couple of first round picks in 2008, Mike Jenkins and Felix Jones. They also got Martellus Bennett that year and Tashard Choice. Very good draft. And Orlando Scandrick. So it was a very successful draft in 2008 and 2007. Anthony Spencer coming off the edge really came on, I thought, last year. And him opposite of DeMarcus Ware really gives them a good 1-2 punch at the outside linebacker position coming off the edge for them in that 3-4 defense. Doug Free, they drafted him along with James Martin that year as well in the third. And Doug Free was a 4th-round pick. So you look at the Cowboys, and that kind of leads us right into where we think they might go in this draft. You know, left tackle with Flozell Adams, I do think that sooner or later they can upgrade that position. They can upgrade a couple of positions along the offensive line. Wide receiver opposite of Miles Austin, Roy Williams, really hasn't panned out. There's been a lot of talk of Dez Bryant possibly slipping to the Cowboys. I have a funny feeling about Bryant that somebody's floating out some information. Listen, he doesn't have perfect character, but is his character bad enough to offset everything he's done on the field? Now, this guy was a dynamic playmaker at Oklahoma State. I'm sure there's a few teams between the first overall selection and where the Cowboys pick all the way at 27th that would love to have a receiver like Dez Bryant. And you got to wonder if there's teams out there floating out misinformation, or at least maybe exaggerating that information to help Dez Bryant fall. I don't think the Cowboys are one of them because I think Dez Bryant will be gone long before the Cowboys pick, but the Cowboys could look at a number of receivers. Demaryius Thomas, Aurelius Ben, Golden Tate, you know, all those receivers I think come into play when talking about the Cowboys with Miles Austin still looking for somebody opposite. And you bring in maybe, let's say, a Golden Tate, somebody like that, and you have Miles Austin, you have Roy Williams, and Golden Tate can come in and play the slot for you, add another dimension to that offense. That might be actually a pretty good pick for them. Offensive tackle, once again, you look at, you know, right now, and this is going to change as the new mock draft will be out, but I had them taking Vladimir DeCossi. I think he's going to drop down. I think he's going to be more of a second-round pick. But any of these offensive tackles late in the first round, you wonder if Bruce Campbell falls that far. Charles Brown from USC, Roger Saffold from Indiana. So a good mix there. I also see maybe middle linebacker. They could upgrade that position. I actually was thinking at the time Brandon Spikes, but after his pro day, I don't see them going with Brandon Spikes there. But look for the Cowboys maybe late in the third round if Brandon Spikes is still available to be a possibility for them too. And also in the defensive backfield, I think they could use maybe an extra corner, definitely an extra safety. Maybe a Nate Allen here in the late first round would be a possibility for the Cowboys. Really none of those positions, though, affect the Bucs all that much except the wide receiver position. And you wonder if the Cowboys are going to go with receiver even with the amount of money and the amount of draft picks they already have invested into Miles Austin, not Austin per se, but Roy Williams, how much they have invested in him already. Would they still draft another receiver in the first round? I think so, and I think that could be where it really affects the Buccaneers because of the big need that the Bucs have at wide receiver and how it looks more and more likely that they'll go wide receiver with their second-round selection. Keep it coming right here at JoeBucksFan.com. 32 days of the NFL draft continues tomorrow with the Arizona Cardinals, so make sure you come back for that right here at JoeBucksFan.com.